Om Shanti. 25th November 2019, Monday. The essence from today's Sakar Murli. Sweet children, if you want to remove your defects, tell the Father about them with an honest heart. Baba will show you the way to remove those weaknesses. Sweet children, if you want to remove your defects, tell the Father about them with an honest heart. Baba will show you the way to remove those weaknesses. Spiritual weaknesses. This is the term that they use in spirituality about the weaknesses a soul has. Spiritual weaknesses or moral weaknesses. They are also known as moral weaknesses. Spiritual defects, spiritual flaws. Now, everyone who begins the spiritual journey at some time or the other realizes that he or she has some particular deep-rooted weakness, and that comes up suddenly without any information, without any intimation, and many of us remain unaware of many of our weaknesses. For example, there was an American Olympic player who was champion twice and twice gold medalist. Once he was practicing and he did not have any physical problem. So suddenly while practicing, he gets the heart attack and he dies. After that, New York Times had published an article showing that about 6 lakhs of Americans die of heart attack without any preceding symptoms. Straight heart attack and death. No symptoms. So in the spiritual path also, many times we have such weaknesses that never show up before, and suddenly they arise and they suddenly make you fall and they go away. As if somebody comes and pushes us and runs away. So one has to be highly attentive in dealing with, in tackling the spiritual weaknesses. So in spite of remaining highly attentive, in spite of following the godly dictates to the hilt, still the weaknesses do arise. And when they do arise, we really have to think, reflect upon them. Why? From where they have come up? There must be some point in the past which is buried deep within the subconscious mind that tends to come up at some unaware, at some inattentive time and makes us fall down. So, spiritual weaknesses. How to tackle, how to deal with spiritual weaknesses. The first thing is, you should be, make them clear as to what are they, what is their exact nature, because we are not fully aware of our spiritual weaknesses. They are there, something very hazy in the mind, something very much cloudy. First thing is to make them crystal clear. This you can do by writing, or best way is to write. Because unless and until we write, we don't know what is it. Because it is coming on and going out of mind every now and then. And we really do not know what is it. For example, let's take the example of Amrit Vela. Everybody does Amrit Vela, but timing is not consistent. Sometimes it is 4, sometimes it is 4:15, sometimes it is 3:30, sometimes it is 3. Sometimes it's very good, sometimes it is extraordinary, sometimes it is not even ordinary, but worst. So, definitely there is a problem which is existing. You cannot say that there is no problem. The problem is going on. The only thing is that you have to first make it clear that there is a problem. If I say that, no, I don't have any problem, finish, I cannot even get rid of it. It's like person who says, I don't suffer from any disease. How can doctor treat him? If a doctor asks, what is your problem? He says, I have no problem. Then, will he ever get cured? Never. In a similar manner, first make the problem very clear by writing it out. Second, accept it. Accept that spiritual weakness, that spiritual defect. For example, somebody suffers from jealousy in spiritual life. The moment you see somebody going ahead of you, there is a burning in the heart. Person gets restless. Somebody junior, somebody younger in age, somebody who has come just now, and you see him going ahead in spiritual life, there arises a sense of jealousy. So this is a spiritual flaw. This is the spiritual defect, a spiritual weakness, a spiritual shortcoming. So accept that, yes, it is there. And it is not a big deal to accept it. Because we all are human beings. And we all have fallen down. And we had been in the captivity of Ravan for such a long time. Now God has come to release us. So definitely, it's not an easy job. To first know that yes, it is there, make it very clear, accept it, and now, after accepting, search solution. Now the third process, which is most important, search for the treatment. And whenever, it's just like a patient who first understood, yes, I am suffering from cough from last 3 months. Okay, it could be tuberculosis. And he accepted. Then he searches a doctor. Then he searches treatment. There are so many modes of treatment. It's up to him what he should seek. So here also, there are so many modes of treatment. In today's blessing, Essence Baba says, if you want to remove your defects, tell the Father about them with an honest heart. So this is the first thing. Honesty and telling Baba, yes, this is the problem. I am having a problem. This could be a very subtle vice like irritability. If something happens, if something goes against your mind multiple times, one gets peevish, irritable. So accepting that, yes, I do have irritability. I do have jealousy or some onslaught of sensual desires, whatever. So, once you accept, then search how you will solve this problem. Now, multiple ways are first telling Baba about it. And waiting for his answer to come. And this process has to be done at Amrit Vela with a very clean, pure, plain intellect, with a sense of surrender, where you tell him that, okay, I am having this, like somebody has a very sensitive nature, every now and then the person is provoked, is extremely receptive, sensitive, and gives way to tears, getting upset, mood off, all these things. So whatever, first accept it, define it, and then, okay, now we have to go to God, you have to go to Baba. So fix the timing. Then also define some words, in what words you are going to tell Baba. Also learn to have patience to wait for the solution to come from Him. Baba says honest heart. God loves honest hearts. So if you tell something to Him with an extremely pure heart, your intentions are very pure, your desires are very pure, your heart is very honest. So once you have told, then wait for the solution to come. Don't be in haste. And it is also our trial. It is a test of our spiritual faith. It is the litmus test of spirituality. Litmus test. You know litmus test? Litmus in chemistry. So this is acid test. Acid or base. You get to know by this litmus test. You dip it. So you get to know. So this is known as litmus test. Means a very hard test of faith. How much faith we have. That is the test of nishchay, faith. So, once you have narrated, now wait and watch what he says. What is his answer? And in the path of spirituality, ultimate patience is needed. Without patience, nothing comes. So, one is God. The other method could be telling somebody whom you have full faith, some teacher, some coach, some guide, some spiritual teacher, who is absolutely non-judgmental. And he should be not very much connected, related to you. He should be out of your circle, so that his opinions, his judgment is non-judgmental. Because whenever the opinion is biased, the person cannot give correct judgment or instruction. That's why, for example, a child is having problem. Parents go and seek psychologist. Why? Cannot they counsel their child? They can, but their counseling is always biased. They say, you should do this, but we know that you are never going to do this because your habit is this. So they are already biased. And a psychologist is non-judgmental. He will listen carefully. So go to somebody, some senior. When I say senior, it doesn't mean age. Who is standing at what spiritual caliber? That what seniority consists of. Other method is self-talk. Self-talk. Talk with yourself about your own weakness. Think of the ways and means to get rid of them. And one of the methods to turn weakness into strength is to utilize that weakness part as strength. How? This is the new method. First of all, make a list of your strengths. Make a list of strong points. For example, somebody is addicted to internet. Okay. Internet addiction. Now this is the weakness. Now what is the strength of this person? The strength of this person is that this person is very much organized. One. He knows the importance of time. He is very much disciplined. He has too much respect for others. He is very much interested in experiments in jnana and yoga. Okay, these are the weak strength and this is the weakness. Now utilize this strength in the weakness. So if you go on internet, go in a very organized manner. If you want to send a mail, that mail should be so perfect. Do time management while doing networking. Show discipline while using internet. You aren't giving up internet. Continue it. But also make the list of your strengths. And utilize those strengths in that weakness. So this is a novel, new and innovative approach to approach the weakness. Because we know our strengths, we know our weakness. If you do not know your strengths, you can ask your colleagues, do you think I have any strengths? In English it is known as fishing compliments. So you must fish compliments sometimes. So that is, and also your friend should know your intention, why you are asking that. It's not that I want to get in return some praise or appreciation. Not for that reason. I really want to know, do I really have some strength, some strong points in my character, in my nature? Somebody will say, yes, you have. You are sometimes very serious. So that is one of the strength. Sometimes it seems as if you have more self-control than others. Then I get to know that, yes, I do have self-control. Now, this is the strength I got to know. That I have strength control. And what was my weakness? Internet. So let me apply this strength while using internet. So this is a new approach. So you have a weakness. Don't do anything with weakness. Let it remain as it is. But make a list of strengths, strong points. For example, somebody has the weakness of sleeping during yoga. So, sleeping during yoga. Now, when that person has tried everything, nothing works. Or the more he tried, the more sleepy he becomes. Now, what he should do? Now, make a list of strengths. What is the strength? Love of God. He is loving God. That's why he's getting up, no? Second, love for yoga. He is having love for yoga. Habit of getting up early in the morning. That's another matter that he sleeps. But he has the habit. So these are the list of strengths. Now start focusing on the strength. Rather than focusing on the strength, weakness and how to get rid of it. Just shift the focus. From this to this. Now keep on thinking about this more and more. And the more you think about strength, the weakness will go away. Though it may not be possible to get rid of it 100%, but know that yes, at least 90% weakness is gone. At least there is some improvement. For example, there is another person whose the very purpose of life is food, and nothing but food. Always in search of Brahma Bhojan, where what is prepared. He knows this is my weakness. Now what he can do? Make a list of strength. What is the strength? Love for Brahma Bhojan or respect for Brahma Bhojan. I have respect for Yajna's food. I have respect and love for food. Economy. I have respect for yogi life. I have love for yogi life. I have love for yoga. I have love for Srimad. shift the focus. Don't concentrate on food, concentrate on the strength. Automatically this will go away. So this is also one of the approaches. Focusing on strength rather than on weakness. So sweet children, if you want to remove your weak defects, what you should do? Just sit in front of father, tell him everything. But simply telling him will not work. Tell him everything with an honest heart, one. Then second, make a plan. A practical plan. And allot a time to yourself, 3 days. 3 days, I will not cry. If you have the weakness of crying, every now and then crying, 3 days planning, and I will not cry, at least 3 days. Then planning, then revision, then rechecking, and then again planning, and then implementation. So keep on doing this checking and changing. So tell the father about them with honest heart. Baba will show you the way. He will show you the way to remove the weakness. But only when you will totally surrender yourself in your heart, mind, intellect, body, everything, sanskar. When such unconditional surrender takes place, the solution will come. Rather, it will get revealed from above. It will descend from above. Om Shanti.